The innocence of youth. They all come to me, even the crazies, especially the crazies. The nice young couple were nearly out of their minds with worry, and no wonder. For 3 nights running, paintings of the most disturbing scenes imaginable had appeared directly over their baby's crib, scrawled on the ceiling by the hand of some sadistic human prankster. Or maybe a poltergeist, the wife suggested. I suppressed a chuckle and examined the pictures on her cell phone. The grin died on my face, stillborn. These paintings were beyond horrifying. They made Hieronymus Bosch look like Norman Rockwell. Severed body parts, mutant monstrosities, elaborate torture machines, smoke, lightning, lava, blood, and broken glass everywhere. Every morning the husband whitewashed the ceiling, and every night there somehow appeared another scene of utter desolation and depravity in its place. "Anything on the nanny cam?" I said. "Nothing but static," said the wife. And when they tried to stay awake to catch the perpetrator, exhaustion had defeated them. "I'll take the case," I said. That night, I camped by the crib with a cup of coffee, a flashlight, and a copy of Confessions of an English Opium Eater. Just after 1:30 a.m., there was a rustling in the crib and a dim golden glow. I turned my eyes from De Quincey in time to see the infant levitating slowly toward the ceiling, emanating a visible aura like the baby Jesus, with a palette in one hand, a brush in the other, and an adorable black beret tilted on his tiny bald head. I shined the flashlight on him, and he didn't even blink. He was totally absorbed in his work. So was I. As he dabbed his brush here and there, touching up his masterpiece, the painting began to make sense to me. It was dark and agonizing, sure, but there were bits of hope and light as well. A dog that was not on fire, a lidless eyeball with a somewhat cheerful gleam. I turned off the flashlight and tiptoed away, resolved to tell the parents nothing. Let's face it, the tyke had talent. He was practically a miniature Picasso. I wanted to see his blue period.